Chris Bowers is one of the busiest composers in Hollywood. From Bridgerton to films about Billie Holiday and Aretha Franklin, his music can be heard across screens, big and small. As Tim Grieving reports, it all started with a word of praise from the Queen of Soul herself.
The 31-year-old composer has been tickling the ivories since he was a little kid growing up in Los Angeles. Bowers always loved film music, and he was one of the few black students at his arts high school. He went to Juilliard, then won the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Piano Competition. That's when he met Aretha Franklin.
She came to the semifinals. Somebody was like, would you mind meeting someone? And as I'm getting out there, they're like, by the way, it's Aretha Franklin that wants to meet you. And I was like, okay, that's pretty ridiculous. And one of the only times I felt speechless in my life. She told me she enjoyed my playing and asked for my information, and maybe like a week or two later she called me, you know, asked me what my plans were and if I had any ideas about my next steps in my career.
Aretha Franklin's publicist became his first agent and landed him his first film scoring gig. His career took off. A documentary for Kobe Bryant, the series Dear White People, and the Oscar-winning film Green Book, the piano-playing hands in that film are actually his, all before he turned 30. Bowers' latest film is The United States vs. Billie Holiday, starring Andra Day. In it, there's a dreamlike montage where Holiday revisits a horrible lynching she witnessed as a little girl. The score transformed that moment for director Lee Daniels.
I had it in my head almost more childlike, but he brought the macabre to it. I thought that the macabre was the cross, the macabre was the kids crying, the macabre was the woman hanging from the tree. And I thought that that was enough. And I told him, in the beginning, to just try to lean into that childlike Billy. What would a child be like watching this? He's not just a composer. He has a sophisticated approach to his work that ordinary composers don't have.
That's partly what drew director Ava DuVernay to Chris Bowers for the miniseries When They See Us, about the five boys wrongfully imprisoned for a murder in Central Park in 1989.
We had deeply personal conversations about the things that we were seeing in the images. And he also brought a lot of his own feelings of being disconnected from, you know, the approval of the white gaze at different times. And so, you know, all of that made its way into the music.
DuVernay hired Bowers again to score her upcoming series about Colin Kaepernick. She also produced a short documentary that Bowers co-directed about himself and his grandfather. A Concerto is a Conversation premiered at Sundance last month and made the Academy Awards shortlist.
Especially in this pandemic time where everything's so fragile, you know, it just hit my heart.
Bowers has a busy summer. The Space Jam sequel starring LeBron James that he scored comes out. So does Respect, the biopic about the late Aretha Franklin. Bowers says working on it was emotional.
I already had a respect for her as an artist, but I think just as a woman and as a human being, I have so much more respect and admiration for her after watching this film.
And Bowers notes how his film scoring career started because Aretha Franklin liked the way he played piano. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.